So, we're talking about kashrus for a kid, for babies, for children. Okay. If a kid is in the hospital, he has to go to the hospital to be there, and they're serving not kosher food, and he must be in the hospital. So what could you do? But you have to try to make effort to bring for him kosher food. So today, most hospitals, if you have this in a Jewish area, even if there's Jews around, they can get for you kosher food.
They also have airline meals that they can easily get.
Yeah, those kind of things.
We had a baby that we were taking care of in Ichalov. It was a foster child who was born in missing parts and parts in the wrong places. And the rabbinim of the parents said, you're not able to take care of this kid. No one sure he's going to survive. It'd be too much for you and your children. You have to find some another family to take care of the baby. So we took him over. And it was 2 months, surgery home for half a year. We had to fight with the hospital, fight with the rabbi of the hospital to get him kosher formula.
Really?
Yeah.
But they have not kosher formula?
The unkosher formula. Because he was missing most of the intestine, and his kidneys are here, and they had to have a special formula.
But if it's
and they insisted that it only exists in non-kosher form. I searched and found it exists in kosher form.
Ah.
And it is imported to Israel, but the hospital didn't want to be bothered with it.
And
I finally went to rabbis outside the hospital to which the hospital rabbi to order the hospital to bring it in.
Okay. So you're supposed to do that. If you're able to bring the baby kosher food.
The major brain.
But in
even though it's Israel.
You have to fight sometimes. You have to search and fight. Also, for a long time, the Materna that was given to formative babies in all the hospitals, maybe except for mine in Shua and Nandiyaro, was Chalav Akum.
Okay.
Materna. Okay? Not a European company. Materna.
Okay.
Was using Chalav Akum.
And they use pig enzymes as a processing for baby formula, as we found out the hard way.
If a kid needs a child needs a medicine which has, let's say, stuff from wine and then not kosher, so you have to ask a rav. And if the rav says to give it to him, usually for a kid it's a liquid. They dilute it with 6 parts of water. Dilute with 6 parts of water. Better to give it to them.
Also, don't be quick to wait. Doctors say that there's no alternative.
Check.
Search. You'll often find an alternative that is
good. Ask Rabbi Google.
Actually, Google's very good.
Also, in surgery, so don't always believe that the surgery would be the best thing. We found that out too.
If a kid is sick and it's Pesach and there's a special medicine I need that contains chametz in it, a Jew is not allowed to feed the baby. A goy will feed the baby, and it's better not in a Jewish house because you don't have chametz in your house. Okay. Of course, even Ashkenazim, which don't eat kidneyot, and if a kid needs kidneyot because that's what he eats, then of course no problem for a kid to have kidneyot because it's not chametz. Even though it's Ashkenazim. Okay, now about milking of Fleishik's kids. Where's Akiva? Where is he? I want you to know about this. Now you're not here. Makalayim ma'avot, I'll take it to Chamni.
The Otov Ashkelayim ma'avot.
Okay. חובה להקפיד בכל מטבח כשר לבד יתרבו כלי חלב עם כלי בשר ובזר וכך זה יש להחליט כלי בישול בבוק נפרדים וזוהים ובאמת לכל מיני קטנים תהילות מיוחדת, הוא שעניין זה מגלל כוסת השתייה של הקטנים. כן? It's very important to have a separated from milk and flakes, because everyone knows that, right? Also for children. Yeah? You have cups for the kids. Yeah? The kids, what happens? If you have kids, you know. They take the food and put it inside. And they play with it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. There should be problems. And if you didn't clean it well, let's say it's a sipping cup. A sipping cup. You know a sipping cup? A
sippy.
Cup with a straw.
Built in, it's plastic.
Yeah.
So they can throw it against the wall.
Yuffie. Now they put he puts chicken in there. And he stuck it in. Gets stuck inside. Now he puts milk in there. And now he has basal v'chalav and the same thing. Yeah. So that's why you should have separate things.
Separate color, separate design, separate character.
Yeah. They're separate for kids.
I mean, one should be Barbie and the other one could be Captain America or whatever.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Akiva, we're talking about milk and meat, dairy. Dairy, where were you? Tagidi, what's going on? Maybe go figure out what's going on here.
Why me?
Because you're standing. It's outside the box.
I don't know how it works.
It's a box, it's an electric box. It works exactly like it works in your house. Okay. Well, that was easy.
That's what I got.
Tough. If you're eating a fleshing meal and the kid is having a bottle with milk liquid in it, it's not so good that he's right near the table, because the kid can do like that. Especially don't shake it near the table or in the kitchen. Take his bottle, you're making formula and it's milk. And in the kitchen, you're making now a fleshing dish, and you're doing like that, shaking the bottle. It gets spritzed, kacha, into the food. It's still kosher if it's spritzed, because it's butter vishishi, but why do you get to the problem? Tinokot ad gil shalosh enam tzrichin lamtin ve'achilat besari lechalavi klal. Ve'day lahem b'shtifa o b'shtia l'nikui hape. Okay? Kid until 3 years old, there's no problem with milchig, fleishig. The kid eats milchig, and then he fleishig, and then he milchig again. As long as they wash their mouth between, to have, as they wash their mouth, give him water to drink. Give him water to drink, he washes his mouth. Yeah? And then you can give him milchig after, right after the fleishig. You don't have to be mouth feed at them at all. Okay? Yeah. You have to, let's shevet a lady right here. מגיל שלוש עד גיל חמש, from 3 years old to 5 years old, it's enough if they wait, even 1 hour is enough. כן?
What about a special needs kid?
What?
Special needs kids.
Special needs if he doesn't understand, so...
Wait, so most of the places, you could want some of the kids.
אני מסע שיעור, סליחה, אתה עוד אמיתי.
Stuff.
I
have a doubt. Yeah, if they don't understand, so it's like a baby, like a newborn, like a 2-year-old. If they understand, it depends. Usually, all the special kids, the doctors say, the psychologist, he's like 5 years old, he's like 7 years old, even though he's 15, right? So that's how you act it. The way their mentality, their brain works. Some say you don't even have to wait anything when you're 3 to 5, but it's good to start getting them used to the idea. Even if you tell them, oh, you just ate meat, in 10 minutes you'll be clean. They understand they have to wait, they can't eat right away. To teach them the idea, the concept, that you can't have dairy after meat. Migil chamesh, nagu lechachanat mi shalosh shaot. Over 5 years old, they should wait already more, longer. 3 hours. Again, 3 hours. Again, it's according to your circumstance, it depends on that. Yeah? And what's going on. מגיל 10, במידה והם בריאים, נהגו לחלחן ממתן 6 שעות. From 10 years old, you should keep like an adult, 6 hours. Again, let's say you see that you're eating dinner now, it's after 5 hours. And if you wait another hour, now it goes into his bedtime. So you don't have to be, he's a kid after all, even though he's 10 or 11 years old. 5 hours, there's even leniency for an adult after 5 hours, in the 6th hour. Leniency, yeah, not that I'm going to do it. So of course about under 13. Okay. Someone has to have milk for his health, a kid has to have milk for his health. Any tnuva milk is not for health, I can promise you that. But let's say he has to have fresh milk, goat's milk, right? Dairy products which are for his health. Okay? And he has to have a certain time, a certain amount of day or whatever, he doesn't have to wait more than 1 hour. The halacha, truth is, the Torah says 3 times don't cook gdi, a goat, baby goat, with his mother's milk, right? 3 times. So the Torah learned three things. Okay. 3 things the Torah learns. So it says 3 times, we learn 3 things. Asu to eat it, asu to cook it, and asu to benefit from it. 3 things that we learn out of it. Okay? But it doesn't say anywhere, first of all, it's talking about meat, not talking about chicken at all. And second of all, it doesn't say anywhere that you can't eat it one after the other. It just says, not together. What about one after the other? The Rabbanan teach us, the Rabbanan, not the Oraita at all. Okay? And there are poskim who said that 1 hour is enough between stam, a person having a meat meal, completely meat. There he's eating steak, okay? Real meat. Yeah? Goat or sheep or cat or beef. He's eating meat. And then he finishes the meal. He's singing now. He's talking to Torah. An hour passed. Ice cream to the table. Milk and ice cream. That is the first scheme which says it's specifically. Yeah? You don't pass on this. It's a medicine, it's a pressing situation. Like we said, if someone is ill, you must take. Now, this is a kid, a child is ill. Yeah, he needs that cup of milk now. Okay? So then, you can have it after 1 hour of eating meat. Kid under 3 years old, who after a meal he went and he sneaked into the kitchen and grabbed a chocolate and he ate it, you don't have to take it out of his mouth. Unless you want to give him chinuch, a slap or something, but I don't know if that's chinuch or whatever. But over 3 years old, you have to already take it from him. About a mother, she's thinking he wants to give the kid chicken or meat, but the kid can't really chew it so well, so she's chewing it first and then giving it to him. Is she pleasure or not? She'd be machmir to keep the sour after it, even though she didn't swallow. Why? A lot of times you get stuck in the teeth, all that thing. קטן המעיד המאכל שהוא כשר כגון שאמר בשר שנמלח כדין או על פירות וירקות שהוא פשוט מתאים לעשות יש כזה משהו בדרון המותר לגבי המאכל שהוא מעיד כשרותו. If a kid says, he's under 13, he said, yeah, I saw my father, he did the tumas of my sasi, I saw him, he did. So you can give him to eat from that food. Okay? Okay. So, of course, to teach the kids that there's a fleishig, a milchig, you don't mix the things. Teach the kids not to eat with their hands. Teach the kids that the Abba gets first. each a kid, and an adult gets first.
Older brothers.
No, older brothers get first. Shinyan kaza, the teacher kid. How will they know if you don't teach them? When the two-year-old knows, my two-year-old, right? She knows that she gets the grape juice last at the table because she's a two-year-old, and she has a nine-year-old brother and a seven-year-old sister, and so on. Oh, Hashem. Yeah? So she doesn't grow up, why am I getting last? No, that's the order. The oldest gets. But if she doesn't grow up like that, so she'll have problems when she gets older. Mm-hmm. One. Yeah? Because if you grow up like that from you're born and bred, as they say, doing like that, so they have a problem with that. No problems at all. I remember as a kid also. My oldest brother always got before. That's how it should be. There's a mitzvah d'oraita for a younger brother to respect his older brother. Et, says the Torah, et kavet, et avicha, et imecha. Older brother, your older sister. Yeah, you're the oldest. Yeah. Also, another thing of chinuch with food, to teach a kid not to lo lezalzel belechem. Teach ourselves, first of all. Not lezalzel, achom im lezalzel. Space, lezalzel, levazot. Bread, very important.
Waste?
No, not the waste.
Throw it on the floor.
Degregate.
Degregate. Degregate. Yeah, that's it. Tell you a famous story I read.
We try to teach them that on all food.
Oh, but bread miuchad. Because bread is a lechem lo lechem lo lechem.
It's a major meal.
Right. Consider it a major meal. That's why.
Bread of the king.
Tell you a story. There is a makolet. True story. A makolet in. Neve Yaakov or somewhere, I don't remember, near Yerushalayim. That the guy, the owner of the shop, it was a freak.
What?
A freak, weird. Freak is weird, right? Mm-hmm. It was weird, in what way? In guarding the bread, that bread doesn't go to waste. The bread does not go to waste. It was crumbs, bread, it was... How much went out of his mind? You know, makolet, sometimes people don't buy the bread. He'll do anything to protect the bread that doesn't go bad. How much weird, they're in an obsessive way. So people asked him, well, what's up, Shad? Why are you so good? I'll tell you a story. It was it was during the Turks, in the First World War.
1916, 1917, 1918.
Yeah, in the First World War, like almost like 90 years ago, 80 years ago. There was a famine in Yerushalayim. Very bad.
Wasn't there also a siege by the Turks?
A siege and the
British.
That was because of the siege.
Right, and the Kitzur, there was a war here going on. And
the British versus the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, there's a whole balagan here. And said that his mother with her sister, they were living in the old city. There was already shchunot here, but they were living in the old city. And his mother was laying on the floor already. It was Mosei Shabbat. She was dying of hunger. Dying, literally, not saying like we say, I'm dying from hunger, I need to eat something. No, dying. And dying of starvation. And all their sister didn't know what to do. She brought a thing of water and thank you, Hashem. Brought a smatut, a rag, she put a water for her mouth, but there was food, it sustenance, the body couldn't hold. So she ran to the mafia, to the bakery, which was abandoned a week beforehand, and there was left a few hard pieces of bread from 2 weeks before or something on one of the shelves, and she grabbed them and she put them in the water, soaked in them, and she gave her sister, which was his mother, and she saved her life, and she lived. She was a kid, she lived, and she got married, and she had the son of hers, and she always told the story. She's very, very respectful for bread because that was saved her life. That's why he was very, very careful on bread. And we should be careful in bread. Also, halacha in the Gemara. The Gemara says any food, of course. So now we're talking about a little bit of kashrus and health for adults. יולדת או חולה המושפזים במקום שאין בו סדרי כשרות כדין, יש להשתדל לעשות כל שאפשרי לספק להם מזון כשר. כן? יולדת, right? A woman who gave birth, or someone who's ill and he's in a hospital, and you should do anything you can do in order to bring kosher food for them. Even though according to Allah, if there's nothing to do, of course you're allowed to eat because you're going to heal from it. But we don't want people to not eat non-kosher food, even though Allah will be permitted. Because even though Allah is permitted, it's metamtem et halev, it blocks the heart, and the heart can't receive Hashem. And we eat non-kosher food. Right? That's why, even though it's the mutar, the person has to be careful not to.
But we know brains from, I think it's the Zohar, the mind, the mochim, is built by what you eat.
Yeah.
Actually, my wife has heard this from naturalists, and they say that you are what you eat. If you eat chicken, you become territorial because the chicken is territorial.
But if you eat korbanot, I go on the mizbeach, you become very spiritual. Mm-hmm.
Is there any statistics to show that people that eat kosher or live longer or healthier than people that eat non-kosher?
Nothing to do with living longer or healthier. It has
no.
to do with
spirituality. It has to do with
spiritual.
Quality. Spiritual. The quality of life versus.
Very simple. People who eat only fruits and vegetables, they're a lot more gentle than people who eat meat. It's a fact.
They probably live longer.
I don't know that they're living longer. I don't know about that. People eat less chicken and meat and more fruits and vegetables, they're more gentle people. People eat a lot of meat. Women who eat a lot of meat, they're more manly.
A lot of men.
Men who don't eat meat, they're more feminine. It's a fact. You can see by vegetarian people.
Not the feminine.
I'm talking about they're more gentle like a woman.
Gentle.
Or speak like a...
Rega.
Then you get confused. No, it's a set of a kid, so it's a fact that you are what you eat is true 100%. Okay? And we eat all this garbage from the store, all this sugar, all this stuff. So
and we're not even talking about genetically modified organisms.
But that's not what we're trying to talk about here. It's, you eat not kosher, you become not kosher. Your mind, even if it's a halakhically permitted, the same thing like Coca-Cola that you're drinking now, it's kosher. Yeah? But it doesn't mean it's not blocking your heart and doing all kinds of stuff. It's not. You're going to be 100% healthy. But it's not healthy to drink it.
The difference is only spiritual.
You'll have a hip replacement.
Why a lot of Goya, especially in America, they're eating kosher food. They want kosher food. Not necessarily.
Because what they do to the kosher food, especially meat and stuff like that, is very sterile. It's very, they take care of it well. More than they do in other places.
Especially with the scandals in Europe when it comes to the meat industry, they are
cow. The only cow they bring, or they bring also camel and horse.
There's a major scandal now about horse meat in Britain.
Donkey meat, bear meat,
yeah,
horse meat because if it was beef.
And they passed a law saying you cannot get information about what you are eating now in England. It's a major scandal.
Horse meat's good.
Horse meat's not kosher. Human is not kosher.
A meat factory in the center of Israel that had rabanut pasture, and one night somebody, by chance, Shaliach Hashem, caught them getting delivery in the middle of the night. Turns out it was donkey meat and horse meat from the shrubbery.
Why you? What's the difference?
Donkey.
What?
It's not kosher.
It's not you. you also pig meat, not you. We don't need you because Hashem told us not.
If you were allowed to eat donkey, you would eat donkey?
Yeah, but I care. Pork also? But just because Hashem told me not to. What? No?
Anywho.
You want to be? You want to eat it?
I'll try it. Cheeseburger.
That's funny. I'll eat it. I'll eat it. I'll eat it. Maybe lobsters. I want to be. It's disgusting.
And we're not
even.
Like crabs or something.
I once knew a guy who refused to hold calamari.
What's calamari?
Squid.
What's that?
No, don't worry about
it. It's a sea animal that has many arms with such a top to hold it.
Ah, yeah. Okay. It's in the sea.
Yeah. What did you tell the person to offer him? I don't eat something that can hold a plate by itself.
It has 8 arms, or something, 16 arms.
The squid has 10, and the octopus has 8.
There's some with this big, and some which have 16 meters or something long. And my son knows all that. My 9 years old, you could ask him.
He counts with 30 meters, too.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of meat. So, sick people, if they have to eat meat, okay, the doctor says they have to eat meat. First of all, I'll tell you, you don't have to listen to him. Because there's a lot of stuff which he can give it to you without meat, most of the times. But you have to make sure to get kosher. But if you can, and impossible, I don't know why I'm going to be, but let's say the situation. So, according to Allah, you're allowed to have the. But if it's better, and you'll take the meat or the chicken that needs to eat, if it's not kosher, cook it in the liquid and have the liquid instead. Liquid is already second degree. It's not like eating the meat itself.
What, if you cook donkey meat, you drink the liquid?
Not that you could drink the liquid, but the doctor tells you you must have donkey meat. So it's better to cook the meat and have the liquid than eating the meat itself.
And the liquid does what for you?
Whatever healthy things that the doctor thinks it gives.
You get the same thing
in
the actual meat itself?
Yeah,
that's
what you cook it in, it comes out.
I mean, it's like chicken soup.
Yeah,
don't
eat.
The doctor tells you to eat donkey meat, tell me what you're
doing. If a Jew is in a place, in a hospital, where they serve him the food, so he doesn't have to eat every year. Let's say there's no other kosher food, and they're alone in the middle of nowhere. So eat the stuff which are less problematic. Eat potatoes. Even if it was cooked in the oven, it's potatoes after all, not meat. Not kosher stuff. Eat the vegetables, eat the other things.
You mean you
cook
and eat the potatoes
and eat the potatoes? Yes, I know. That will be today.
No.
So I have to bring the...